Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Zvachim Daf Kimol Amud Aleph, really in the middle of a discussion between Rav Papa and Ravina. Ravina told Rav Papa that he wasn't there the night before when Rava demonstrated his virtuosity by identifying conceptual contradictions between different Mishnayot. In the first case, it was the contradiction, the seeming contradiction between the status of Stam Kodshim, which are Lishman, and Stam Get, which is Shelo Lishma, and he gave an answer which resolved the contradiction. Picking up in the middle of the Amud, the two Rabbi Milta Achriti. So Ravina continues that Rava brought another contradiction. Mi Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, did not Rav say Chatat Sheshchata L'Shem Olapsu L'Shchata L'Shem Chulin Kshera? An interesting piece that is a significant add-on to our Mishnah. That is, in our Mishnah we said that if you bring a Korban Chatat Shelo Lishma, it's Pasul. Rav added that's only if you brought it L'Shem another Korban, like Olah, but not L'Shem Chulin. If you brought it L'Shem Chulin, it's Kshera. Because Chulin is just so out of the box, evidently, that, and as we'll see in Rava's development of it, that it doesn't even count. Alma, what's the conceptual takeaway from this? Demina machriv ba, delav mina lo machriv ba. Meaning the only thing that is strong enough to be able to foul up the intent is something that is mina, meaning in the same camp. Ola is a korban. Delav mina, if it's out of the camp, lo machriv ba, it cannot affect it. That's piece one. Urminhu, we have the following challenge from the piece that we just looked at. Kol hagetch nichtav shelo l'shem isha pasul. And then an add-on is v'afil l'shem avodat kochavim nami pasul. The way we read kol hagetch nichtav shelo l'shem isha after we went through all the Mishnayot and finally Rav's other dictum, sorry, Shmuel's dictum, was that it means if you write a get intending it for... If you write a get, not intending it for a particular woman, but the way you read this first line was, if you write a get, intending it for a different woman, and now Rav's add-on is, even if the woman in question, meaning the woman for whom you wrote it, even though it was intended for a proper wife, was written for a non-Jewish woman, who of course cannot get a get, she's not in the parsha, which means that even lav mina lo machriv ba, meaning even somebody who is out of the box, who is not a candidate for inclusion here, still is significant enough to foul the intention. Vishani, and here's how Rava answered it, and it's in line with his first answer. Get dal ovedet kochavim ineh. If you take the ovedet kochavim out of the get, what are you left with? Havalei stama. You got stama. I mean, if you take out the outsider, all you've got is a stam get. Stama pasul. What's our din? Stam get is pasul. Kodashim, but if you take chulin out of there, dal chulin minayu havalei stama. Meaning, if you take the bad intention out of kodashim, what are you left with? Stam. Ustama ksherim. And we already established that stam kodashim are ksherim. And therefore, he said, when you have something which is an outsider, you don't consider it a significant machshava. You consider it simply an unnecessary appendage. Take it away, and what do you got? In the case of a get, you've got a stam get. In the case of kodashim, stam kodashim. And we already dealt with that. And then, Rama Milta Achriti. Rav had a final address and conclusion. The piece that we just saw, in the same conclusion, that only something which is of the same type is strong enough to affect it. Vatanya, and the contradiction to that is, the Pasuk says, and this is talking about avir klicheres. If you have a klicheres, a ceramic pot or a ceramic cup or whatever it may be, unlike any other kli, it can receive tuma and give off tuma from its airspace. And the word is tocho, meaning if you have, as we'll see, v'lo toch tocho, meaning that if you have a ceramic bowl, let's say, and a sheretz goes into its airspace, a dead sheretz is hung into its airspace and then taken out without ever touching anything, the thing is tameh. If afterwards some food goes into the airspace and never touches the klicheres, the food is now tameh from the sheretz, even though nothing ever touched. But the drasha is tocho v'lo toch tocho, only something that's inside of it, but not inside of something inside of it. Meaning, if you have another kli inside the klicheres, and there's, let's say, a dead sheretz inside that kli, and there's food in the regular part of the ceramic, then the food is not tameh. Vafilu klei shetef matzil. Even a metal or glassware, something else, is considered a barrier. So you see that even something which is outside, an outsider, is considered significant enough to be recognized as present and as a barrier. Vishani, and his answer to this was, Asuchulin etzel kodshim kemachitza etzel tanur. That the way that the rabbis understood it is that chulin, relative to kodshim, is not like metalware relative to ceramic, but rather like a mechitza, like some sort of a divider which is inside of the tanur. And there we have a different halacha. Ma mechitza etzel tanur lamahanya la klal, a mechitza which is inside of a tanur, a big ceramic oven, does nothing, as we'll see. Avchulin etzel kodshim lamahanya la klal. Similarly, machshevet chulin just isn't meaningful at all. So in other words, you have a wrong contradiction because they're not analogous. The relationship of a clay shetef, of a non-ceramic kli, inside a kli is, it's still part of the same type. If you want to find an analogy to chulin relative to kodshim, you have to find something which is not at all another kli, but rather a mechitzad d'tnan. The Mishnah in Kelim says, tanur shechatzatzo bin nesarim o biriyot, if you have a tanur, a big ceramic pot, an oven, and you divided it by putting boards down or little curtains down, and they find a dead sheretz on one side, are called tameh. The whole thing's tameh, which means it's not a meaningful divider at all. So that's the resolution. Now, the rest of that Mishnah takes the following. Kaveret, let's say you have a beehive. Shipchuta, part of it's cut open. Ufkuka bekash, and you stuffed it up with straw. Umushulshalat lavira tanur, and then it's lowered into the airspace of this ceramic tanur. Sheretz betocha tanur tameh. So again, it's not a divider at all, because it's totally of a different type. Delav mina lomachiba, it's just not considered there. And therefore, if there's a dead sheretz inside of the kaveret, the tanur is tameh, sheretz betanur, ochlin shbetocha tmein. Or if you have a dead sheretz in the tanur, any food that's inside this beehive that's been lowered into the airspace is tameh. That's tanakama. Now, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and says that the stuff inside of the beehive, or vice versa, the stuff inside of the tanur, is tahor, and this is a meaningful divider. And now, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Kal v'chomer, I'll prove to you that it's tahor. Im itzlo b'meit tachamor, what's the most chamor kind of tumah you have? That is mate. Let's say that you would have a beehive inside ohel ha-meit, and there's some food inside the beehive, or kli inside the beehive, it's tahor. So even in the case of mate, this beehive is considered a mechitza. Lo tatzil klicheres haklal, certainly klicheres, which is kal, it's a tumat sheretz, certainly should be able to protect. Amrulo, the answer of Eliezer was lo. That's not a good argument. Imitzil b'meita chamur sheken chaluka bo'alin. After all, in tumat mate, we're looking at ohel. And we can have one room that, based on the halachot, and we studied this in Masechet Ohalot, we've seen many examples of this come up in our study, that if you can have a room that's subdivided based on the din of ohel, and a mate is in one part, and something else in the other part is totally tahor. In other words, we do divide rooms. Tatzil b'klicheres hakal shen chalukin bo'alin, just because klicheres is more a lighter kind of tumah, but we don't see a klicheres as being divided up. In other words, we don't look at it that way. So now, ha'ten al Rabbanan, so now Rava's answer only works for the Rabbanan, because he says that the analogy between chulin etzel kodshim is to a mechitza etzel tanur, which doesn't work. But Rabbi Eliezer, Michael, remember, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, we really have a contradiction, because Rabbi Eliezer says even lav mina machrivba, meaning something which is totally extraneous and unrelated, and of a different type to the klicheres, is still considered to be a mechitza. So the answer is, Rabbi Eliezer kavachomer kamer. Rabbi Eliezer here has a particular kavachomer, and therefore you don't really have a contradiction, because he doesn't have that kavachomer with kodshim, he has it here. So the concept might be demina machriba, but a kavachomer trumps the concept locally. So if that's the case, they'll take the same kavachomer and play it back to the issue of kodshim. Kodshim mechalin, kodshim mechulin lo kol shekein. Imagine this, you've got a chatat, and you shechted it, l'shem ola, and that's no good. So certainly the shem chulin, which is a bigger outsider, kal v'chomer, it's no good. So therefore, really, Rava's answer is going to run aground. El atama de Rav Karebi Elazar. Rav's reason for saying Rav's solution for saying that chatat, l'shem ola is pasul, l'shem chulin is kasher is as explained by the next generation of Amorim, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat. Tamar Rabbi Elazar, my time of the Rav, v'loy chalu at kodshei v'nei Yisrael tashei arimu l'Adonai. They should not desecrate kodshei v'nei Yisrael, that which they raise up to God, meaning you can only be mechalal kodshim with something else that you raise up. Kodshim, mechalin kodshim, v'nchulin mechalin kodshim. So he has a special pasuk for that particular halacha, which by the way now means the default is even lav mina machriba, even something that's extraneous and irrelevant to it, could still be considered significant as a presence. But here we have a special halacha that chulin is too much outside of the world, and of kodshim it doesn't count. Alma ata kra afke mikal v'chomer. What do you see from here? That the pasuk can trump the kal v'chomer. So achanami leite tocho lafke mikal v'chomer. So why don't we turn it back on Rabbi Eliezer and say the pasuk tocho v'lo toch tocho should ruin Rabbi Eliezer's kal v'chomer. So the answer is, "Hi tochomim ba'ilei la'ochlin shekiblan betit v'chesan lavir tanu." The answer is, we need tocho for a different purpose, and that is to cover a case where you have food that you have wrapped, in this case wrapped in mortar, but you know, you can imagine you wrap food in something else and to put it into the tanur. That salka da'atachamina, I might have thought, ho'il v'nigialo matame. After all, this food would not become tame if it touched the sheretz, because the food is not directly exposed. So perhaps in Avir Kli Cheres it won't get Tuma either. Kamash Balan, therefore it says Tocho to tell you anything inside, even if it's outside, if it's wrapped in something that would prevent it becoming Tame B'maga, is still Tame B'Avir. And therefore, that's the case. Rabbanan, so Rabbanan, who already had the halacha, who did not have the Kal V'Chomer, did not read this Kal V'Chomer, what do they do with this, how do they get this drasha? Because after all, they read Tocho the way that we had it. The answer is Hanach Lotzrich Yikra. This is too obvious that it doesn't need a pasuk. And therefore, Tocho is for our halacha, v'lo toch Tocho. Okay, two more of these resolutions from other Chachamim. Rav Yosef Bar Ami Rami Shinui Kodesh Ashinui Baalim. He saw a different contradiction. Halacha Shinui Kodesh, that is, when you bring a korban, intending it for a different kind of korban, against shinui baalim, which is when you bring a korban for the right korban for the wrong guy. Umeshani. And then he answered. Now let's first see the halacha. Miyam Rav Chatat, Yesh Chatat, L'Shem Chatat, Kshira. If you bring a chatat as a chatat, it's good, obviously. L'Shem Olap Sula. You bring it as an Olap, it's Pasul. Rav already said that. Almad Lav Mina Machriba. That means that, and now he's looking at it differently. He says only something that's extraneous can mess it up, meaning a chatat l'shem chatat is mina, but a chatat l'shem ola is lav mina, and that messes it up. D'mina lo machriba, clearly, if you do it the right way, it doesn't mess it up. V'amar Rav himself said the following, chatat shesh chatat mishbu chayav chatat. Let's say you had a chatat, and you shechted it for another person who was chayav chatat, psula, then it's pasul. Meaning Reuven ate chalev and Shimon ate chalev. Reuven brought a chatat and the kohen shechted it l'shem Shimon. Then it's pasul. Al mishma chuyav ola, but if he brought it for Levi who was bringing korban ola in a neder, then k'shera. Why that chatat is k'shera? Why? Alma de bar mina machriba, only somebody who's in the same camp is significant enough to mess things up. De la mina lo machriba, but somebody who's outside is not even chayav an ola, is not even significant there. And therefore we ignore it. Umeshani, and how did he resolve this? Hata meshachat otala chatata barachmana. In the case of the korban itself, it says you have to shecht it as a chatat. Chatat l'shem chatat nishchata. If you shecht it as a chatat, it's a chatat. As anything else, it's no good. Hacha v'chiper alav k'tiv. But the kohen has to be mechaper alav on this guy. Alav v'lo al chaviro, meaning this guy and not his fellow. And chaviro dum yedidei. The fellow has to be somebody who's like this guy. Shemuchuyav kapara kimoto, that he is also liable for a kapara, kimota really, a same kind of kapara. Meaning, chaviro has to be somebody who's in the same camp to be significant enough to mess up the machshava. And the last one in this series is Rav Chaviva Rameshinu Balim Atoch Tocho. So now it's a mix and match. He took the halachav shinu balim that we just saw, of bringing the korban for the wrong person, and ran that as a contradiction against the halachav toch tocho with the klicheres. If you bring the korban chatat for a different person who's chayav chatat, it's pasul. But for somebody who's chayav some other korban, it's kasher. What do you see there? that only if it's somebody in the same type, it's significant enough to mess it up, but if not, not. Vatanya, and we have a brayta, tocho, velo toch tocho, filu klei she'atav matzil, that we saw that even some sort of other kli in there is considered a block. Umeshani, and what was the answer? Arba'a tocho k'tiv. If you look at the pasuk on the page, the last pasuk on the page, you have the word tocho twice. And since it could have said toch, so we regard it as if it says it four times. Toch, tocho, toch, tocho. We had something very similar with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in Masachet Horeyot just recently with Hakahal. Toch, tocho, toch, tocho. Chal gufe. One of those mentions is for the essential halakha of Tumat Avir. Chal gzera shava. One of them is for the gzera shava that tells you that just like a sheretz is metamei, just like ochli get Tumat, but tocho, so a sheretz is metamei be Avir, even if it doesn't touch it. That the din of Avir Kli Cheres only applies to Kli Cheres and not another Kli. And the final one is there to tell you only if it's directly in the airspace, but not in the space of something that's inside of it. And even some other sort of Kli is Matzil. And there we have Gzerat HaKatuv, that any other Kli is Matzil. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up at the very top of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph in the next podcast when we start examining the sugya and examining the source of the requirement of lishma, both in the context of shchita and the other avodot, and also relative to shinui in the context of not only the shem hazevach but also the shem habealim for the proper intent for the proper donor of the korban. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.